Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Megan Bandrick. She is a veterinarian and an immunologist at Zoetis. Megan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Veterinarians and producers throughout the pork industry depend heavily on vaccines, and they use them routinely. Maybe they even take them for granted sometimes, but I think every now and then, especially when a new product comes along, it's good to kind of pop the hood on these products and try to help the industry understand how they work. So what I wanted to talk with you today about is cell-mediated immunity, otherwise known as CMI. It's a mouthful for a lot of people, but to you as an immunologist, I'm hoping that maybe you can give us more perspective on the importance of that and what does it really mean?
Sure. So really there's two big branches of the immune system. There's the antibody branch, which a lot of people know about, a lot of people talk about antibodies. And then the other side is the CMI, or really it's T cells. They are really important. They're important in not only helping those B cells produce antibodies, but they're also the only type of immune cell that can actually kill an infected cell. So antibodies can't get inside of cells, but the T cells are the ones that can actually destroy infected cells.
So in any vaccine that you might use for, whether it be PRRS or flu or circovirus, that they all operate the same way? They have a cell-mediated immunity function?
That's a great question. So it's important to consider the protective mechanism. Is that antibodies or is it T cells? But oftentimes it's both. So antibodies are important, but T cells are important too. And when you look at circovirus, both antibodies and T cells are important. But not all of our vaccines do a very good job inducing both antibodies and T cells.
So tell me how this actually works in practice. Now, your company, Zoetis, recently rolled out a new vaccine for porcine circovirus. It's got two genotypes in it, 2A and 2B, and that by itself is another story. But how does cell-mediated immunity come into play in the performance of a product like that?
When we're looking at circovirus, we know that both antibodies and T cells are important. And so we wanted to make a vaccine that induces both antibodies and T cells. And so what we've used to help boost the immune response or help direct the immune response is the adjuvant. And the adjuvant is, it's just that, it's something that helps direct and boost the immune response. And so our adjuvant that we use is Medistim. And Medistim induces both antibodies, but importantly, it induces T cells too. And if you look at some of the competitor products, many of them do a very good job of inducing a robust antibody response. But when we have compared the response in pigs to competitor vaccines and to our vaccine does a very nice job of inducing a robust T cell response in addition to a robust antibody response.
And what exactly do you see? How do you go about quantifying this? Because the science behind it sounds wonderful, but practically speaking, again, what does a veterinarian and producer need to understand about why this makes a better vaccine that'll provide broader coverage?
T cells are difficult to measure, right? So antibodies are pretty easy to measure. You can collect a blood sample, you can freeze that blood sample, and then ship it and have the diagnostic lab measure your antibody levels. But for T cells, it's a bit more challenging, actually, to measure their function. And so what we do is we collect the T cells from the blood and we actually incubate those T cells along with PCV virus antigen. And what we can see is that T cells that have responded to the vaccine when the pig is vaccinated, those T cells respond in the lab, in culture, to the PCV2 virus antigen. And we can measure that response. We use something called an ELISpot. It's similar to an ELISA, and an ELISA is what's most often used to measure antibodies. But here we're looking at T cells that produce interferon gamma, which is a cytokine, in response to PCV2 stimulation. And when we put our vaccine and a competitor vaccine in the same, or excuse me, in different pigs, but we isolate those lymphocytes, we can see a clear difference. our vaccine induces a very strong T cell response, and the competitor only induced a very low response, and really it was only after challenge that we saw that T cell response.
Interesting. So is the end result better efficacy, longer duration of immunity? What's the bottom line on this?
So when we look at T cells, they are key in the long-term immunity, and that's been demonstrated in the literature. So we know that the higher the peak response after vaccination, the longer that immune response to vaccination is going to last. And we also know that PCV is a persistent virus, so it lasts in the pig for a long time. Darren Madsen from Iowa State has said that you can find PCV2 after 190 days after an animal is infected. And so antibodies can do a good job to neutralize the virus, so that means that it can't infect a cell anymore. But for persistent viruses like PCV2, you need a T cell response so that you can stop the production of more viruses within a cell. And so that's why T cells are important, because they kill the infected cell.